Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. The opening intro is not playing tonight, but this is Different Strokes for Different Folks with David Clark. And tonight we have our special return guest, Mary Lou McIntyre, who reads the Akashic Records. She's an expert in doing that and has done it for decades. And what she will do is help you overcome fears and phobias that are related to your past life trauma. So when you're speaking with her, you must put forward a fear or a dilemma that's present in your life. You're not asking for a general reading of past lifetimes. She's going to take you to the lifetime that is causing you problems in this life. Now, she is offering a special full reading for any of the people that she gives a free reading to tonight, and it's going to be like a 5 or 7 minute reading tonight. But she will let you know how long the reading will be, and she's offering it for just $50. So keep that in mind, and she will provide you with the contact information when I bring her live, which I'm going to do right now. Mary Lou, good evening.
Hi, David. It's so nice to be talking to you and all your friends again.
Well, it's lovely to have you. It's always a pleasure. And we have a lot of people lined up. We have 8 already.
Oh, my gosh.
On speak to you. And that may be, we probably won't go beyond 10 or 12. So, folks, it's going to be no more than a 7-minute reading. But I'm not going to jump in and break up the flow, Mary Lou. I think
okay. It's
more important for people to get what you have to give them rather than to try to get to everybody. So first come, first serve. So Dr. McIntyre, would you tell us a little bit about your books? And also, before we begin, would you provide the contact information and the what the time period involved in a reading with you would be?
Okay, certainly. I'll be happy to. And just hi, everybody out there. This is Dr. Mary Lou, and I'm here to serve you tonight. But I want to take just a few minutes to tell you what I've been doing the last, about the last 5 years. Other than giving past life readings for the last 20 years. But I've written 3 books, and I'd like to give you a quick summary how they can benefit you and help you achieve the happiness and the goals that you want in this lifetime. The first one is called Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. And you can learn how to break the time-space barriers to heal your life. The book is a roadmap to heal phobias and fears from a past life that create irrational behavior. That's what we're going to be working on tonight. It may be the missing link to healing what the psychologists and medical field has overlooked. It covers spiritual healing and conscious past life regressions, documented successful healings from individuals. The next book is Life is Forever, Get Used to It, where you receive proof of survival after physical death. My true life story is an adventure into realms of the paranormal to learn about life here and hereafter. This book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. Both the skeptic and the truth seeker can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. And last but not least is a fun little book called The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. You can use this book to contact your inner spiritual essence to improve the quality of life, as well as ideas to consider about exterior concepts of reality and stimulate your imagination. And you can learn to be in control of your future. This book shows you how in a humorous way. What if you were an angel? Would you just play the harp all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Or want to experience the different dimensions of the universe and continue to grow in wisdom? This is a fun how-to book that was dictated to me by an angel. And she calls herself Forever. And she said she heard the call for help, and so she came to help and wanted to work through me, which I thought was really kind of silly because I didn't think I was psychic. And she said, well, I'm communicating with you now. And she was. You know, so telepathically, she dictated to me, and I was her typewriter. And so that's why I say it's a fun book, and it's very beneficial. And I think anybody that reads it, you can, you know, find peace and tranquility as well as direction, and learn how to create your life to be the way you want it to be. That's what all my books are aimed to help you do.
And I think what's wonderful about the Forever Principle is that, like many people who have channeled in other fashions, like Esther Hicks channeling Abraham,
yeah,
and Jane Roberts channeling Seth and Ramtha and some of the others, Mary Lou is very privileged to have a contact from another realm where words of truth and wisdom are being spoken that we can all benefit from. So I just wanted to add my two cents. Now, Mary Lou, where can they find these books?
Well, they can find them in Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but I'd like to ask people to go to my website. You can find out more about me, and you can order the books, and you can also reserve a date for your own private past life reading if you go to www.MariLouMcIntyre, that's MariLouMcIntyre.com. That's my website, and it has excerpts from the books and testimonials and all kinds of goodies that I hope will help you and interest you. And there is a contact page where you can make a reservation for a private healing. I usually am given a donation of $75 for a half hour, but because it's spring and it's almost summer, I'm going to give everybody a special dispensation for the rest of this month to only $50 for a half hour private reading. And so you can go to my website and contact me through the contact application that's there. So I look forward to helping you even beyond today if possible, and hope that you'll get some benefit from books, my books especially, or primarily, because that's what I'm here for, to help.
That's great. And I think it should be mentioned that Dr. McIntyre is also a psychologist, and you know what psychologists charge. And
yes.
Furthermore, there are many psychics who will give you a general reading and charge much more than that. And this is going to get into specific lifetimes from which you may be able to recover from things that are haunting you in this lifetime. So I think that's very important to bear in mind. And one session could do the trick. It may take more than one. There may be more than one lifetime. Or you will have to apply yourself, because God helps those who help themselves. You'll have to meditate upon what Dr. McIntyre gives to you to affirm that you have overcome that issue and that it is not present or happening now, right?
That's right. Thank you, David, for bringing that out.
You're welcome. So shall we go to the first caller?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, now I haven't talked to any of you. We've got 8 on the line. I guarantee that we'll get to all of you. And I'm just going to ask the last caller, who I know by the name Patricia, that if you have just accidentally tuned into the studio, I will not call on you because I know that you are somewhat reserved and private. But if you do desire a reading, call back. I'll see your number, and then I'll bring you live with Dr. McIntyre. So I'm going to first go to area code 509. You are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Erica, and thank you for having me today.
Thank you, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, my
go ahead, my dear.
Weird. It's about aging. Like, I wish I could be young and pretty forever, you know? But
don't we all?
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of mine. Other than that, I think I'm good.
Oh, so this is really a pressing issue for you, huh?
Yeah, like
the growing old.
I don't want to live. I didn't want to live past 50, but now I stretched it out a little bit more and put 60. So, like, I want to accomplish a lot, you know, in my early years. I'm 21, by the way.
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I want to inspire you to want to live forever. What do you think of that? The most important thing I can do for you, Erica, is to tell you what you think, the things that you think and visualize and command to yourself are the things that you're going to get. So you can control your own life. You can, I know that thoughts are things. And so let's see, let's go back and see if there's a reason why you have this fear of growing old, because it shouldn't be a fear. Life is wonderful, and you've just got to get into it and enjoy every minute of it, and that's what keeps you young, don't you see?
Yeah, I don't know. I just I get very, like, sensitive to see old people just because I feel like they're sad. You know, they're just lonely.
You can be any way you want to be. You don't have to be like anybody else. You can be your own director, your own captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So stop thinking about old people, because I know that's a problem that I had too. I remember a friend that her mother, her face was so wrinkled, I thought, oh my God, I don't ever want to look like that. And it just really bothered me. But then I realized, well, that's her. You know, she didn't cream her face, you know, and I got over
yeah.
it. So that's just from me to you. But let's go back and...
May I jump in for just a moment?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that when Dr. McIntyre gives you advice, she is
mm-hmm.
not asking you to shame yourself in any way for some past behavior, but she's asking you to look at it objectively and have an aha moment where you realize this is stupid.
Right. Yeah. Good
yeah.
point. Okay, my sweet young thing. Let's, my guides here. I'm going into the Akashic Records, and we all have a book of life. You know, literally, we do have a book of life that is a recording of everything that we have thought and done since the beginning of our individual time. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you're new to this planet, not new to life, but new to this planet. You've come to help usher in the new age. And that means new ideas and new concepts about life here and hereafter. And I don't know if you're spiritually oriented, But the reason you're being told this is so that you will become more spiritually oriented and get into, are you into meditation at all?
No.
Yeah. Well,
but I
there's
do manifest.
So much beyond. Pardon?
Uh-huh. I do manifest, though. Like, I have a vision board, and I'm very driven, have pretty high goals. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you're asked to realize that your physical body is but the vessel of your true identity, your soul self. So you have to get into that and live through your soul identity and fulfill the mission that you came here for. You know, we all kind of sign contracts before we incarnate to accomplish, you know, agree to accomplish certain things or to achieve certain things within our own life pattern. And with you, I see that, oh, this was in the 1800s. You were like, this was the last lifetime before your present one. So you've had a long time in between, but you were an herbologist. You grew plants that helped to heal people and rejuvenate and stimulate, you know, right thought and right action for people. And you lived to be in that lifetime. Well, you decided by the time you were 95 that you were just ready to go on to a more heavenly state. And so you just laid down and thought, gee, I don't know if I should have hung around so long. So you had a question of, you know, when you passed into spirit. And that's been a part of your, like, subconscious ideas about life. Should I live, you know, to be an old lady? Should I have done that? Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a quick question,
yeah,
though. When we reincarnate, do we have the same body, like the same image? Or are we a completely different
body? You mean, do you look the same?
Yeah.
Do you look the same? Is that what? Well, absolutely not. And you're different.
Oh, okay.
Different sexes. Sometimes you'll be a male. Sometimes you'll be a female. And you know, there are a lot of different sexes that don't even relate to the genitalia.
Right.
Believe me.
That's right. So, I've heard there's six sexes.
There's how many?
I've heard six.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
I think there probably are as many as there are people on the planet if they would be allowed to express themselves. But that's...
No, I agree. I think that probably the six would be for people who label themselves or attach themselves.
Yes, there you go.
Called norms, you know. But,
But we take on the form that is going to help us in the best way to accomplish what we came to do. And do you remember what I said you came to do here on this planet?
I don't know, but I have a certain mission to be. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you don't remember?
Something about rules. Something about, like, rules. I do want to get into politics eventually, and I like power.
No,
so
I'm not talking about.
Judge.
Yeah.
Oh.
well, see, that. Let me just reinforce this so you'll remember this, and hopefully you'll start meditating, and you can reach out to your spirit guides or your relatives on whatever planet you came from, that you're here to help usher in the new age.
Mm.
Say anything about rules, but to usher in the new age. The new concepts the understanding of spirituality, the understanding of thoughts are things, and you create your own life. What you send out of your, from yourself is what you get back. So I always recommend, as do the spirit guides, that you live by the golden rule. And that's the best I can tell you now. And God bless you for wanting to get in to politics.
Yes, and I think
we sure need them.
We'd better move on because we have a lot of other callers.
Thank you, though. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks
that's fine.
So much for calling.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye.
God bless.
Yes, God bless you, hon. Bye-bye.
Okay, I think she's called back, and next in queue is my friend Patricia. I'm going to go to her. It's taking just a moment. Patricia, hang in there. Let's see. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute. Okay, now I'm going to try to bring you live. There you are, Patricia. Hello.
Hello.
You know what? I think Patricia probably didn't want to talk and has chosen to remain silent. So I'm going to go on to the next caller in queue. Patricia, hold on a minute. Okay, there we go. Sometimes I have to mute people's microphones so they can't hear the show in order to bring them live. I don't know why that is. Okay, I'm going to a Skype caller next. You've been holding for 32 minutes and 22 seconds. So let's,
oh my gosh.
Let's go to you. Hold on just a moment. Okay, let's try it again. There
Hello,
you go.
How are you?
You are live on the air with David Clark and Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Helen. And
hi, Helen.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
My question, doctor, is I'm wondering what past life issue I have with regards to work, where I seem to have this roller coaster of a great job, great success, and then the people I work with either get laid off or leave, and I'm now working with people where that pattern changes, and I'm trying to find a way to even it out.
Okay, let me see if I understand you. You're having the irrational problem of shuffling on the in the work job and people that you liked working with. Go elsewhere? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I work with some great people, and we have a great story of success, and then inexplicably, they either get laid off or they decide to leave, and I'm left with a whole new regime, and it that causes chaos, conflict, and the success starts to dwindle.
And then you're stuck having to train them too, aren't you?
Yeah, so it becomes a what was once a good thing becomes conflict.
And this has happened on many jobs or many times in the job you have?
It's happened on many jobs.
Okay, what kind of work are you in?
I work for a software company.
Oh, I see. That's kind of an advanced science, I think. It certainly is to me, anyhow. All right, let me, what is your, how do you spell your name again? Please.
Helen, H-E-L-E-N.
Okay. And your last initial.
M
or the
as
initial
in Mary.
Of your last name. Pardon?
M as in Mary.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You have been very proficient and effective in many lifetimes in your environment. You have extraordinary ability to be flexible, and as a result, you're going to have a very long, happy life. So you want to get that into your cellular makeup, right? I am getting You were of a royal family. It was in Italy, as a matter of fact. I see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And so I know that it was Italy. And they're taking me to a glorious palace. And you are the wife of the ruler. They're not giving me his name, but they're saying that it's somebody that you have met in this lifetime and had a close relationship with. So that's another mystery for you to solve. But you were you liked people, and you liked, you know, social affairs and dressing up and all of that. But you didn't feel that you could really communicate honestly or openly with people, that nobody seemed to understand the things that were important to you or the things that you knew. And you became rather withdrawn, and you cut yourself off from people. Now, these people that you cut yourself off from are the people that are drawn back to you to resolve, because that's pretty heavy karma. You're not supposed to alienate people. You're supposed to embrace people. I think we all know that by now. But so they're being drawn back into your life in this lifetime, and these are the ones that are leaving either of their own volition or their own, you know, karmic problems or whatever. And the purpose of this is so that you understand the need, the importance of friendship and unity, and that without that, it is chaos. And that's what's being shown to you in this present lifetime, so that you can overcome that and, like, you know, kind of rise above it and move into a real unifying position. And it's going to mean, once you catch on to this, it's going to mean a big increase in your professional standing and your professional ability. So, do you have any question about that? Have I made that clear to you?
Yes, yes, it's very interesting. I just would just be curious as to what do you suggest to make that transition?
Well, it's unfolding now, but as these people leave your life, Don't resent the fact that they're leaving. Send them off with love and say, you know, God bless you, I'll miss you, it's been wonderful working with you. And just have that attitude and not be upset that they're leaving. Get into that vibration of, you know, wishing everybody well. And just, you know, focusing on, we are one. Every problem can be overcome. There are no problems that can't be overcome. You know, that kind of thing. And you'll become more positive, and greater levels of knowledge will open up to you, because that recluse, I guess that's the word, attitude that you had in Italy will be filled with welcomeness, or, you know, oneness with other people.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. That's very helpful.
But you meditate, you know, because I could just open the door for you, and now you do the rest. It's your life, and you're here to conquer it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Helen. And I would like to thank the caller so far, who so succinctly and clearly put forward what it is that is bothering them, because that
yes,
most
really.
People to Dr. McIntyre. Now, Helen, I'm muting you, but you can still hear the show. Patricia has called in again, and I suspect there might have been a problem with the connection. If for some reason, Patricia, you choose not to speak to Dr. McIntyre, please speak up and let me know. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hi. I don't know what's happening, but I'm feeling like I'd like to hear something that she has to say to me, that, and I want to know that it's real. So I'm just going to say, I want to say something. Hello?
Yes. I'm listening.
Can you hear me? Can
yes.
you? Yeah,
can you
I'm
me?
At a... Yes, yes, I can, hon. Yes, I can. And I'm at a crossroads.
Okay, well, will you tell me then what... it's what, like a trauma or irrational behavior that's affecting your lifetime now?
Yes. 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 Confusion over which way to go, and letting go of things and people and embracing whatever is there, and I'm not sure of what that is, and I guess I sound confused too, but it is a crossroads, definitely a crossroads of spirituality and humanness.
Well, is it a problem with succeeding at work or finding happiness in your private life that bothers you the most?
A little of both, but mainly my personal life.
Uh-huh. And you're not sure of what you want to do or how to get there? Is that the problem?
Yes, and of just who I am at this stage of life, at this who I am and... embracing the life that's unfolding in front of me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you're a child of God. You're created in His image or her image, and you're perfect. Now, does that answer all your questions? That's good.
I would agree with Dr. McIntyre, because I know Patricia, and from the first time I met her, her spirit just lit up my world, and I said to myself, I've got to know this woman, and she's become like a sister to me, and I love her very
wow.
much.
Wow.
But I want to be in the human world, and most I've felt like I've been more in the spiritual world and not having a lot of interest in the physical, but I want
it's because Pat, you are very highly evolved, and the things of this world are not that important to you. You're not attached to things. People would be envious to be able to be free of that attachment thing, and. Oh my goodness, you are an Atlantean survivor. Do you know about Atlantis?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
do know
well,
about
you
Atlantis.
Survived that. You
oh,
survived
wow.
that. You made it to, let's see, South America. And with a community of survivors, quite a few of you had been able to obtain a boat. Oh, it was one of those flying boats because, oh, Atlantis was so far advanced from us. Anyhow, you made it with a group of about 50 people, and they all looked to you for leadership because you were the most spiritually anchored. And that's why you were able to succeed in getting them safely off that planet before it sunk. And what?
Wow. No, okay, I hear you. Maybe that's why
I'm tired, weary,
or I want to go back. And this world is tedious and.
Okay, Pat, listen.
And archaic. Absolutely right. It is archaic and tedious.
But this is the lesson to you.
Trapped here.
don't many of us, Pat.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You
Wow, that's
you
interesting. That's very interesting.
Pat?
That's,
hello?
Yes.
You keep
yes,
cutting
ma'am.
Off, and I can't. You keep cutting off, and I can't hear what you're saying.
No, why? That's very interesting.
No, why,
what you said about Atlantis. That was very interesting.
Okay, and it's very real. And the reason you feel that you just want to get away from this planet is because, you know, it's a hardship. We are going through a transition right now, but we are moving into, you know, higher dimensions, and you're probably able to, you know, function in more dimensions than most people. And you are here to help lead others to safety and a spiritual understanding, just as you did from Atlantis. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
So appreciate your spiritual nature and put it to work for you, you know, to plant seeds and to help others survive and grow and understand their spiritual nature as you do.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
alrighty.
Ma'am.
Patricia.
All right, I hope to hear from you. Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for being a brave heart, my dear. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have four more callers, and we will get to you. Patricia, I'm muting you for just a moment. You'll be able to hear the show in a minute. Okay. There you go, Patricia. You're listening, but not live. We're going to area code 916. Area code 916, you're live. Who am I speaking to? This is David Clark with Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Say hi to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. I'm so much enjoying this. I don't have any fear right now. Just hearing you say things to other people that sort of applied to me. Should I jump just right in and tell you what my fear is like? I don't know if I'm afraid to move forward. I might be afraid to move forward and that I really won't be able to do my mission, but I'm ready. I'm so ready to just jump right into it. That I'm like in a hoping.
And why aren't you?
Well,
why aren't you jumping into it if you know what it is?
The green stuff, you know? I'm 61 years old. I haven't manifested the green stuff. I all my life was like about raising my children. They're fine now. So it's time for me. And you know, I've done my spiritual work. I started at 4 years old when I died and was in the arms of angels. So I have been a different sort of person, and you could probably understand that, and been made fun of and not respected by my family and that kind of thing. But I'm not living in the same state with my family now, so I got way over that. So I know that I should be able to just jump right into my life, know where my soul family is, and do my work, but it's like... am I holding myself back, or what's? I don't know. Do I have
a fear? Is it because of your job that you're not feeling fulfilled, or is it a more personal thing?
I think part of it's aging. I've aged a lot over the last 4 years. Plus, I became diabetic, and I'm like a person who believes in instant healing. And I don't know why I can't instantly heal myself. So, you know, it's a culmination of that getting old and maybe not keeping up. But because I used to walk like 4 miles a day.
Okay, now here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you say I'm getting old one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. What do you think of that?
Gotcha.
Well, I'm saying that will be other. But 21-year-old got to say
that. Stop. Listen. Just stop saying that. Stop thinking that. I am young and healthy and vital, and I love life, and I love God, and I appreciate this world, and I love my family, and I am going to accomplish. I see money flowing into me now. I see promotions in my job. You know, what you want, visualize it. You create it. We have that ability, you know, to create things. If we're made in divine image, then we should be able to create things, right? Because the divine image, God created things, and it's us. And so we have that ability too. And that's why one of the greatest changes I went through in my life and was finding out that thoughts are things. What you want in your life, you visualize and you command it to come in. What you want in your work condition, visualize what it is and command it to happen. And who's doing that?
I'm sorry, it's me, Dr. McIntyre.
It was de novo, was static or what? Okay.
I do all that.
Are you with me there? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
It's written all over my walls. The first thing I do in the morning is thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful for. And,
get it off the
walls
and get it into your heart, okay?
Yeah, I do.
When you look in the mirror, say, I am a divine angel. I am perfect. I am demonstrating perfection. I'm loving God and serving humanity. You know, talk to yourself till you realize that, indeed, you have, you know, a wonderful life, and if there's something missing in it, put out for it. You know, have goals that you want to accomplish and visualize accomplishing them. And you might want to read my books because they'll help you do that.
All of what you have said to me is actually written on my wall. I write it on my wall. So I can stand there and read it and then go to my mirror and say things that I love myself. I've been doing the spiritual path since I was 4 years old. So I'm thinking.
Well, like I said, take it off of the wall and put it in your heart.
I do. I actually put things in my heart.
Okay, then you should be okay.
I should be.
You should be
That's
okay
why
then.
I'm asking you. What is holding me back? Am I holding me back?
I'm trying to tell you, but. Yeah. I'm sorry I don't seem to be able to offer anything new to you, but the only thing I can think of is that you don't believe it strong enough. You don't believe who you are.
Well.
Okay. God bless you.
I'll just do anything.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I've taken ill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I think we can finish the show. Just a little sick to my stomach.
Oh, dear, have you eaten?
No, I have not.
Well, you better get there.
Okay. Well, we have two more callers. We can do that. I'm feeling okay now. Hold on just a moment. We're going to go to area code 912.
Okay.
Okay, you're live on the air.
Hello, David. Bring that energy into you, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, this is Kim.
Hello.
I'm calling. Hello, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, how you doing?
What can I do for you, Kim?
I was calling because the fear that I have is transitioning, moving into a different direction. It's always hard for me to do that because I kind of fear of failing. And even when it comes to on the spiritual path, I find myself wanting to share and kind of enlighten others, but I'm really reserved because I have that fear of just, like, moving forward.
You have fear of light?
Fear of moving forward. It's hard for me to transition to into different directions. Even with the job, I kind of feel like the job is at an end, but it's just hard for me to move in a different direction. It's like I don't
okay,
want to
well,
go.
You have. Yeah. Okay, let me go back and see. I see this is not going to be pleasant, but if you meditate on this and release it from your consciousness, the world is going to open up to you. You were a slave in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And you were browbeaten and downbeaten, and you were a woman, and the plantation owner totally disrespected you and misused
mm-hmm.
you, and you just hated waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And but for some reason you lived a very long time, at least for, you know, that time in history. And when you passed, you just had such a dread and such a, well, the word hate keeps coming, hate for life. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, all the misery, because you had, I'm very sorry to tell you, you had a miserable life. So
mm-hmm.
accept that. And accept the fact that you're back here and you have an opportunity to live life as it should be, and get those concepts out of your subconscious that life is ugly and you hate it and you don't want to wake up in the morning because there's a dull a kind of like a it's almost like I hear a dull record player putting those thoughts out to you alternately all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start being really positive, and you have to do it consciously. You have to make yourself do it, you know, remind yourself that you are, you know, a perfect image, and life is beautiful, and you have an opportunity to love and help people. And let
mm-hmm.
them love and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by meditation and visualization, as I've told, you know, many of the other people.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
I agree with you, because even right now, this day and time period, every morning I wake up, it's like the same thing, like I really hate getting up in that. This existence is something
exactly.
I really don't
okay,
like.
Okay, now stop doing that, right? You got that clear?
Mm-hmm.
You meditate, and when you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, God, for another glorious day. That's what
mm-hmm.
I say every morning on my way to the kitchen to put my coffee on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to start the day.
Okay, then.
Okay, God bless you, hon.
God,
let you know how things go.
It's nice to talk to you, and pardon the background noise. I am home after a week's vacation, and my two dogs are so excited. And
I'll bet.
I run my studio out of my home, even though you've called into California. So we have one last caller, and that's area code 215, and we are coming to you. And you are live on the air with Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi,
Jackie. Hi.
You have a great voice.
Okay. I was just wondering about my past life and if I'm on the right path in this lifetime.
Well, you've had more than one past life, I can tell you that, without even checking the Akashic records.
I feel like an old soul.
Yes, there you go. Okay, well, so what specifically, is there something specifically bothering you, you know, where you don't feel that you're accomplishing things, or irrational behavior like fear of water or heights or anything like that?
I'm having trouble with forgiveness of one of my parents.
Of getting forgiveness or giving forgiveness?
Giving forgiveness.
On your part, you have trouble forgiving
your
parents?
Yeah, on my part. Yeah,
uh-huh.
My dad.
I see. Okay, well, would you like to find out why that is?
Yeah.
So that you
can
release it and release the karma that's connecting the two of you? Otherwise, you'll keep coming back together. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. I see you in on the Alps, the mountain, you know. And you're with a ski party. You're a young man, and you're with your father at that time. Was the guide for this. It was kind of a combination climb and ski thing. You had your skis strapped on your back, and you were really challenging life by getting up into, what I would call dangerous areas, and then skiing down them, and there was lots of jumping and you were a real athlete and a real daredevil. And let's see. You were descending. No, you were climbing. You were still climbing, and you missed your footage, or your footage, I guess, is a way of putting it. And everybody started falling because you were, you know, pulling them off. And and your father, who was kind of the guide and the leader, was the most anchored. And what he did, rather than, this is bad, my stomach is turning over, so please be aware that this is something that happened in the past. It's not going to happen again, but this is where the problem stemmed, that he cut the line, and you all plunged to death. That's a terrible thing to have to tell somebody, but that's what happened. And that's why you came back in this lifetime through him, because you have, there's such a heavy karma there because of the hate that you're carrying for him. And you're of a nature, you just can't believe, you still can't believe that he did it. You know, and it's just, but you have to accept the fact that that was done. And as you hurled to the ground, of course, the hate went out. And and that's why you're back together in this lifetime. So you can, whether you verbalize it to him, but at least in your heart, you have to forgive him for his own past deeds, because I'm sure he's not like that at all in this lifetime, is he?
He was a bastard in this lifetime.
He's what?
Yeah. He was a bastard.
Still. Oh.
I mean, he has passed on, but you know, I need to let go of the.
Oh yes, you do. Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Whether you verbalize it to him or not, I didn't realize he'd passed. I don't talk to spirits, but you have to, in your heart, say, because you have to cut this karmic thing. You don't deserve
right.
to still have that. And you're
right.
spiritually strong enough, and you have a strong enough will that you can do this. You have to talk yourself into it, maybe, but you can do it. And you've got to release that. It, you know, probably won't change him. I mean, he's in spirit now. Hopefully, he'll learn something while he's there. But you want to be released from it so that you're not going to come back to him again, because you will. See, my little guide is shaking his finger at you. You will come back if you don't resolve it. That's pretty,
oh my
pretty
God.
Strong.
No.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. But they know you're capable of it because you have a very high spirit.
Yeah.
And if you need anything, you have my website. You can get in touch with me. My emails are, well, they're in the books. They're on my website. So please do that, because I'd like to help you if you're having problems with it.
Okay.
But I know I had a couple of situations very similar, not quite as harsh, but I was finally able to, just a little personal story here. One was my ex-husband who deserted me with four kids, and
oh,
I hated him for 25 years and expected him to apologize, and he never did.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I said, well, I'm not going to let that ruin my life and my attitude about people. And so I just sent out a forgiveness thing. And, you know, a year later he passed. And
uh-huh.
I just felt that if I hadn't have done that, I'd still be attached to him through that hate
uh-huh.
thing.
Yeah. Okay,
so you can't do that to yourself. So please
okay.
keep in touch with me and let me know how you're doing. I
okay,
love your
thank
voice.
You.
You're a very powerful lady.
Oh,
well,
thank
that's,
you so much.
That's a wonderful reading, and I hope that you take to heart without dwelling on any trauma. I think it's important for us to remember happy memories and cut ties and burn bridges to past painful memories and traumas. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
If
well,
it isn't happening to you every day, then get over it. That's my bottom line for everybody's problem. Just get over it.
Right.
Right.
Because
and
thoughts are things, and you can be as strong as you want to be or as weak.
And learn to laugh at yourself for having
yes.
taken things so seriously, because life is about joy.
Right.
Very good. Thank you. Everybody should write that on their wall.
There we go. Well,
yeah.
that
feel
is
better.
Not a that's not a suggestion from me. That is my life experience calling out to you to wake up to the reality that life is meant to be about joy.
Exactly.
So, Dr. McIntyre, thank you so much for appearing tonight. Dr. McIntyre will be on the air again on June 12th, the same time. That's a Friday at 7:30.
Right. God bless you all, and I look forward to hearing from you.
God bless you, Dr. McIntyre.
And thank you, sweetie. You take care of yourself.
You do the same, dear. Thank you for giving me a great show. Best one yet. Once,
oh, thank you so much. God bless you, hon.
You're welcome. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
And blogtalkradio.com.